If you want to turn in your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 1, we're going to get over there here in a few moments, but I want to begin tonight by giving you some details about what I'm calling Family Church Bible Focus. And it's just a real simple plan to energize people's devotional life. I've just been sensing, of course, a lot of people ask me, Pastor Tim, where do I start with reading the Bible? I want to read my Bible, and I just don't know where even open up to. And so we're going to give you a little help with that. Also, to help us as a church family to be meditating on the same things, to be getting a steady diet. And believe me, by any means, if you have your own devotional thing going on and you feel a real, strong attachment to that, this isn't a requirement. This isn't something that anyone's forcing you to do, but it's just a resource to help you. Amen. And also kind of show you how I spend my time in the Word. Just, I don't just read for distance, so to speak. I don't just try to put away, seven chapters of Scripture every day. I want it to soak in. Amen. Praise the Lord. So what I mean by FC Bible Focus is three simple steps. It's very, very simple. Number one, this is the first step to it. This is all it takes, is that we're going to read the same chapter of Scripture once a day, every day for a week. All right, and of course, I will be suggesting the place where we start. I'll be suggesting that chapter where to start. And of course, once we're done with that chapter for that week, the next week we'll move on to the next chapter and so on. But the first step is we're going to read one chapter of Scripture every day for a week. So often when we read the Bible, we just read right through it and we just keep on going, and very little of it ever soaks in, okay? So that's the first step. And the second step, we're going to highlight or underline three verses from that chapter that most speak to your heart. Do you ever have, you have that experience as you spend time in the Word, as you read through chapters, there's always those verses that just seem to mean something to you. They jump off the page at you. They get your attention. And so out of that chapter that you're reading every day, you're going to underline or highlight three verses that speak to your heart the most, all right? And then the third step, again, remember, this is over a time frame of 7 days for this chapter. The third step is that we're going to memorize one of those highlighted verses, all right? One of those highlighted verses. Of course, around here we're sticklers for chapter and verse, but the Scripture tells us so much about having God's Word in our mouth and confessing the Word. And I'll be honest, I see a lot of believers, they're always saying, well, I know it's in there somewhere. The Bible says this somewhere. Well, just knowing it's in there somewhere isn't quite good enough sometimes, It would be really nice to have some chapter and verse just ready to go when the devil tries to knock on your door. You can say, well, no, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus, that we should just be able to go and rattle something off that's right out of the Word, that's verbatim, And again, this is just over your devotional time for 7 days. That's not a big assignment for 7 days, all right? And so just those three simple steps. You're going to read the same chapter once a day, every day for a week. We're going to highlight or underline three verses that speak to us the most out of that chapter, and then we're going to memorize one of those verses, all right? And so it's just on my heart. We're going to be starting with Ephesians chapter 1. So many times when people go to read the Bible, they'll try to read it cover to cover. You certainly can read the Bible cover to cover, and if that's the way you want to do that, I'll tell you what, though, a lot of Christians get frustrated trying to read the Bible. You know that the Bible was not written, cover to cover, it's not in chronological order. And so sometimes, people, they miss that, they don't understand that. And also, sometimes there are portions of Scripture that are more pertinent to us than others. All of it is the Word of God. All of it is important. And of course, we believe in the full gospel, right? We believe in the whole Bible, right? How many of you know that Paul's letter to the churches in the New Testament have a little bit more significance for us right now than, say, certain chapters of the book of Leviticus? All right. Probably I don't meditate too often in the Levitical law a whole lot, but I do meditate more in, say, the book of Ephesians. Honestly, the book of Ephesians just personally is my favorite book of the New Testament. And it's a great place for believers to dig in. Actually, we're going to be preaching on Ephesians here tonight just to kind of kick this off, but it's just on my heart. So we're going to start in Ephesians chapter 1. So next Wednesday night, we'll go to Ephesians chapter 2. So this week, as you're focusing on Ephesians chapter 1, read chapter 1 once a day, every day. Hey, if you want to double up on it, that's fine, but at least once a day, every day, for 7 days, find the three verses that speak to you most out of that chapter, and then memorize, you know, one of those scriptures. I bet many of us probably already have several verses that we could just about quote out of this chapter. It's a great place to start, all right? And then after we get through, we have six chapters here in Ephesians. That'll take us through to about the end of February, beginning of March, and then we'll go on to another book of the Bible. And it's not going to just, you know, go to the end of the Bible. Now we might pick like the book of Proverbs next or something like that. I love the book of Proverbs. Is there anybody with me? Do you love Proverbs? I'll tell you what, I find myself in Proverbs probably, every single week, if not most of my time. I really, really love the book of Proverbs. And Ephesians is a very important book to the New Testament. Amen? So does everyone understand that? That's pretty easy. That just kind of gives you a guideline, you know, where to go, what to do. Take that time. And when you're memorizing a verse, you know, what you really want to do is, the reason why I'm giving you kind of that heads up is it helps you to meditate on that verse. It helps you to repeat it. You actually are probably going to have to speak it out loud to yourself. You might put it on a card or something, or you look at the word, you quote it, you look it again. See, what that is designed to do, I'll be honest, I am trying to trick you. I'm trying to get you to speak that word out of your mouth. Amen. And it pretty much happens every time you memorize a verse. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, you ready for the Word of God here tonight? All right. And of course, you know, we'll be sending out text messages. We'll use our Facebook and so on, you know, to encourage people, to remind you. And for some reason, things got really busy and you missed a day, just double up the next day. You know, we're talking one chapter of Scripture. One chapter. And I encourage you this, when you're reading that one chapter, go slow. Go slow. Again, this is not a sprint. It's always a marathon with God. The more you take your time, the more that will actually seep into your heart. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, how many of you have found Ephesians chapter 1? Well, you know, I just have it on my heart to teach a series of messages here on Wednesday nights right out of the book of Ephesians and start right from the beginning and just go right through the book of Ephesians. Obviously, we're not going to preach every single verse. Hey, we might. You never know, right? But not necessarily every verse, but I'm going to call this series of messages Ephesians, the book of inheritance. The book of inheritance. How many of you know God has given us an inheritance? And Ephesians is the best book in the Bible, bar none, that outlines what God has for us, what He's done for us, the promises that He's made us. I'll tell you what, and we're, of course, going to go through Ephesians. We're going to take our time with it. There's some verses that we're just going to hit that are very critical to us in the New Testament. Amen? Amen? Praise the Lord. So let's start Ephesians chapter 1, right in verse 1. And again, we're going to be talking about Ephesians, the book of inheritance. Let's start in verse 1. It says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints or the believers. You know, sometimes people get hung up on that word saints, you know, and turn it into religious ideas that it wasn't meant to be. That word saint there is the word for believer. If you've ever wondered who the saints are, no, they're not just a football team in New Orleans. It's actually you and I as believers, all right? If you wonder who the saints are in the Scripture, it is the born-again believers. It says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints or the believers which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. So notice this, that this book is written to Christians. It's not written to unbelievers. It's not an evangelistic book as much as it is a letter for those who are already born again, all right? In verse 2, it says this, Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. How many of you know that this is not just a salutation? This is not just a nice way of opening up a letter. This is actually what the Spirit of God is saying to believers and to churches from God the Father. Grace to you, all right? The word grace means God's unmerited favor. God has given you his unmerited favor. We're going to talk about that here in a little bit. Grace be to you. The word grace also means God's ability. God's ability. Or you could also say it this way, God's willingness to treat you better than you deserve. Yeah, I like that, right? And from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice again, when God addresses us, he's saying, I don't have any ill intentions against you, no harm against you. I have grace for you. I have peace for you. I have favor for you. Hallelujah. And now let's go to verse 3, and this is where we're going to start slowing down and teaching on some things. In verse 3, Paul, by the Spirit of God, says, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us. That word predestinated, don't let it trip you up. It just means he's chosen us in Christ. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. Oh my goodness. You know, from verse 3 all the way through verse 6, there is a lot of goodies here that is being spoken to us. And we can't just read it casually without going back and looking at what God is saying to us. Remember, this is our inheritance as children of God. Are you ready to get into it? Yes. All right, go back to verse 3. Notice three different times in verse 3, it uses a form of the word blessed or blessings. Three different times that word is spoken. The first time it says, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. That first blessed, it means to speak praise or what we give to God, all right? To speak praise or how we value God the Father, amen. So that first blessing is for him, all right? The first blessing mentioned here in verse 3 is for God. It's what we offer to him, all right? The rest of the verse is what he offers to us. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. It says, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. First of all, we're just starting out off with the basics. Is this verse in the present tense or is it in the past tense? It's in the past tense. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. All right, this isn't something God's going to do. This is something that God has already done. This is an absolute fact in the mind of God right now that you are blessed with Jesus Christ in heavenly places. You are blessed. Yeah, and that blessed was given to you 2,000 years ago when Jesus rose again. You know, the world can't take that blessed away, right? The economy can't take that away. You know, a disgruntled family member, a disgruntled boss, a disgruntled whatever cannot take that away. Circumstances cannot take away this blessed because it was purchased from heaven. It was sent from heaven. It is reserved in heaven. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. We're going to take a look at what that means. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Not just a few, not with some, but with all. Glory to God. That means in God's mind right now, every need you have ever had or will ever have is already met. Glory to God. Why? He did this for you 2,000 years ago. Remember what it said down there? What verse was it? Down there in verse 4, it says, before the foundation of the world, before you were ever even born on this earth, before you were ever a thought of with your parents or anything like that, God saw your needs before this earth was ever created, and he provided for it long before worry could ever tempt you about it. Long before worry could ever tempt you about it, he has already provided for it. Glory to God. So you can just say this, whatever need you're facing right now, God provided it, not just at the resurrection of Jesus, but before the foundation of the earth, he made that plan and put it in motion. Amen. So this is past tense. This is already done. you know, what is this? This is our excuse. This is our excuse not to worry ever again. Guess what? You have a license not to panic ever again. Every need is met. How good is that? I'll tell you what. If you have never spent time fellowshipping with God in the book of Ephesians, or if you haven't spent enough time, I'll tell you what, over these next few weeks, you know, we're going to catch you up. And if you don't learn to rejoice over what you hear, about what God is saying about you, I'll tell you what, we're going to have to check your spiritual pulse. Make sure you're still with us. Make sure you haven't translated to the other side yet. Praise the Lord. He says he has blessed us. It is already done. And it's not just with a little. It's not just with some or a few. It's all blessings. All right? Now, I want to take a moment to stop on that word blessed, because when we hear that word blessed, we just think it means good. You know what I mean? It just means, well, we're blessed. Well, what does it mean to be blessed? Let me tell you what that word blessed means. It literally means to cause to prosper. Amen. God has caused you to prosper.
That's right.
Amen. Glory to God. All right? It means literally to make happy.
Yeah.
It means to bestow blessings upon. It means also to set apart for God's holy use. You've been set apart for God's holy use. Glory to God. And that, honestly, is the greatest blessing of all, that when God decides to use us. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want to be used by God. Praise the Lord. Here's one of my favorite definitions of this word, blessed. It means to be favored by God.
Amen.
Or to be the recipient of God's favor. Praise the Lord. All right. So that word blessed means favored. All right. So you could read it this way. Who has favored us with all spiritual blessings. Amen. Who has caused us to prosper with every spiritual blessing. Who has met every need. Glory to God. He has bestowed blessing. He has set us apart for his use. All right. So he has favored us with all spiritual blessings. There's that word again. And again, it's pointed towards us. We're blessed with all spiritual blessings. Don't you love it when God goes double positive on you? Don't you love it when he goes double positive, gives you a double portion? That word blessings means a benediction. Are you ready for this? This gets really, really good. All right. It means a benediction or to benefit from. It means literally a benefit. All right. He has blessed you. He has favored you with all spiritual benefits. Glory to God. Glory to God. That word there, it means bounty. It means excess.
Yeah, excess.
It means overflow.
Yeah.
Say, well, Pastor, where do you get these words? Well, you understand the New Testament was written in Greek originally. Greek is a much more in-depth language than English. I'm not a Greek scholar. You can go get into the Strong's Concordance. You can look up these Greek words yourself. See, when we have words in English, they're pretty plain, they're pretty boring, they're pretty shallow sometimes. But the Greek is much more in-depth, and their words have several meanings, all right? And so we study these words, and I'm not trying to impress anybody with being, you know, a Greek expert, because I'm not. I'm just looking them up in the same books that you do. But it just gives us a better idea of what's being said. Amen. When we look into those words, praise God. It means to benefit. It means bounty. It means to be the recipient of generosity.
Yeah.
It means this. It means outpouring.
Yeah.
God has poured out unto you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I saw a word that I never saw before. It is the word largesse. Has anyone ever heard that word before? Largesse. I thought at first it was like largest. No, no, no. It's like largest minus the T, all right, and plus a second S, I believe. You know, largesse. And I'm thinking, largesse? I've never even come across that word ever in my life. I had to look it up and see what it means. But again, it means to receive extreme generosity.
Amen.
Glory to God. God has poured upon you his extreme generosity. You are his benefactor. Yes, you are the object of his overflow. Well, think about it. How much bigger can you get than the gift of Jesus?
Yeah.
You can't get any bigger than that. And with that came every spiritual blessing. Because remember, you are blessed, you are favored, amen, with every spiritual benefit, overflow, generosity in heavenly places in who? In Christ. So is there anybody in here in Christ here tonight? Well, then that's you. Glory to God. You are the recipient of God's extreme generosity. And I'll tell you what, just the ability to go to heaven someday, that is not all that God's provided for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to just real quickly, I want to go through some things here, because that word blessed means favored of God. Obviously, this whole verse is talking about how we inherited the favor of God. The favor of God. And I want to give us some things here that the favor of God does for you. These are things that happened in the Bible for those that follow God with their whole heart. I'm not going to take the time to turn to every verse. These are just some things that you can take down about the favor of God. Amen. Who has favored us, who has increased us with every spiritual overflow, every spiritual benefit, every extreme generosity in heavenly places in Christ. And I'll tell you what, the favor of God doesn't just work for us when we get to heaven. The favor of God is eternal. That means it works on in heaven and in earth. And I'll tell you what, I'll just say this, I think you'll understand what I mean when I say it. God's favor comes probably in more handy here than it does there. Because you know why? There's not as much opposition there as there is here. And I'll tell you what, that is what God's favor is. It is the ultimate tool against opposition in this life. Glory to God. Let me just give you some ideas of what God's favor will do for you, because these are all things that are primarily taken out of what it did for Israel when they were coming out of Egypt. All right? And so remember, I quote Hebrews 8:6 all the time. That we have a better covenant established upon better promises. And when I see God doing something good for those Israelites back there, and they were some of the biggest complainers, whiners, and criers, God said, what I did for them, I'm going to do even more for you in the New Testament. I'll tell you what, I hope your faith just gets provoked here tonight. Praise the Lord. All right, here's some things that favor does for you, all right? Increase in promotion. Increase and promotion. Praise the Lord. That's what favor does. All right. Here's another thing that favor does. It restores what the enemy took from you. Restores what the enemy took. Right. And of course, you saw that in Job's life. I'm not going to take so many times or so many examples of each of these all throughout the Bible. But it restores what the enemy took. And here's the thing about God's restoration, is that he always gives more than what you originally lost. Listen, if you are a child of God, there is no such thing as permanent loss. I'm going to say that again. If you are a child of God, there is no such thing as permanent loss. Yeah, the enemy can attack. Yeah, the enemy can, the thief can try to steal, kill, and destroy and try to hurt and try to, bring opposition and things in this life. But I'll tell you what, anything that is lost is never permanent. And when God restores, he always restores in a multiplied fashion of what was originally stolen. See, we need to remember that as believers, that when we go through something and it seems like a decrease, it seems like a step back, listen, on the other side of that, God's going to restore even more than what you had before. Amen. Glory to God. I'll tell you what, I hope your faith is listening. Amen. Restoration from what the enemy stole. Here's another thing. Honor in the midst of adversaries. Honor in the midst of adversaries. God has a way of making you look good to the people that dislike you the most. Oh, aren't you glad? Yeah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Right? Doesn't the Bible say that over there? Oh, Isaiah 41:11, right? It says, those that will be incensed against you, he'll rise up against them. Doesn't it say in Deuteronomy 28, they'll come out against you one way, flee before you seven ways? Amen. Aren't you glad? Glory to God. All right. Here is another example, what favor does. It increases land and assets.
Amen.
Increased land and assets. Amen. Of course, it isn't all at once. Stay faithful with God. Praise the Lord. Honor Him. Put Him first in your life and your finances and all these things. He'll direct your paths. Praise the Lord. Increase land and assets. All right. Here's another thing favor does for you. It reverses the odds to your favor. All right. You know, when odds are against you, you know, maybe you're applying for a position that you don't qualify for, and the odds are against you from having that job. Well, the favor of God has a way of flipping those odds. Amen. What was 90-10 against you just became 90-10 for you. He's going to flip those odds because that is exactly what favor does. That's the next thing I have here. The favor of God makes the unlikely likely. The favor of God, the blessing of God, being seated with Christ in heavenly places. This is what it means. Glory to God. Say, well, you know, Pastor, I just can't see myself like that. Well, see, that's the problem. You need to see yourself seated with Christ in heavenly places. You need to understand that God has bestowed His favor upon you. Amen. You have a great inheritance. That's what we're here for. We're here to learn what God says is ours. Amen. And His favor. You know, so many Christians say, I feel arrogant if I look up to heaven and I tell God, you favor me. No, that'll bless God's heart. That'll bless God's heart when you say, Father God, I am the favor of your eye. You love to favor me. You love to increase me. It's not about being selfish. It's not trying. Don't misunderstand this. But God loves when you believe that you're His favorite. Amen. The favor of God makes the unlikely likely. How about the next thing? This is real simple. Preferential treatment. Isn't that what favor does? You know, praise God, preferential treatment, it could be in a business deal. Again, it could be a job interview. It could be a business startup. It could be the loan on a house or whatever, you know, and all of a sudden, you didn't qualify. Your credit score didn't, you know, said you couldn't have this. How many times, I saw God, you know, and I see Him for myself personally. I see Him for this church. Just keep making those things that, you know, when credit says no or when money says no, God says yes and always makes a way. Amen. He'll cause preferential treatment, maybe dealing with something in the government, something, you know, with rules and laws and regulations and all these things are against you. He flips them to your favor. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'll tell you what, believers need to get that spirit of faith where they just believe and know that they're the favorite of God. The favorite of God. Amen. Say, well, it didn't happen for me today or tomorrow or this week or this month. I'll tell you what, as you keep believing in the favor of God, it'll happen. It'll happen. And why is it going to happen? Because He has blessed you. He has favored you. Glory to God. You know, when everything else tells you you can't have it, the favor of God says you can. The favor of God. Amen. Amen. That was another thing I had here. I kind of already mentioned it, but how about government approval? How about government approval? You know, how about the favor of God? I'll tell you what, in planning churches, we need government approval. You know what I mean? You know what I mean by that? I'm not telling us the government tells us if we can or can't, but I'm talking about, when you need those permits and you need building permits and you need these codes and all this stuff. Praise the Lord. I was just on the phone today with a government official, as I am pretty much every day of my life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I tell you what, we had a great conversation, and there's favor on that conversation. Even when they're telling me, you know, stuff I don't want to hear, you just got to say, the favor of God. The favor of God. The favor of God. Listen, even if they're not singing your tune right now, just let God work. You know, I'll tell you what, my wife being so spiritual, you know, as we've seen these government officials and stuff try to oppose and resist these new churches, and of course many of you have heard the stories about the Erie Church and stuff, you know, my wife says, you know what, we need to be praying for that man. And I'm thinking, oh yeah, that's right. Because I was thinking, we need to be fighting that man. You know, aren't you glad for a spiritual wife, men? Glory to God. She said, we need to be praying for him. You know, and as we've prayed and prayed and prayed for him, I'll tell you now, he and I actually have conversations where we actually laugh together when it was like threatening before. Now, I wasn't threatening him. That is true. That is true. On the inside, I sure felt like a threat, meaning I felt like threatening him, but I haven't and I didn't. And the favor of God will move government in your favor. Amen. I'll tell you what, God has favored the body of Christ in this new season. And again, it's not because we have our hopes and dreams and, you know, a politician, but I'll tell you what, these next several years are going to be good years for the church. They're going to be good years for the church. Amen. And that's the next thing I have on my list. Laws change to our advantage. That's what the favor of God does, right? Laws change to our advantage. All right? Glory to God. And here's the last thing I have. Battles you will win without even having to put up a fight. Glory to God. You'll have things happen for you because you're blessed and favored by God. And see, we're not even through verse 3. And you know how we can camp out on these verses if we take our time to study what God's trying to say to us. You know, some people say, well, Pastor, you know, it seems like you know, you're trying to exaggerate those verses. I'm not. You can't exaggerate God's goodness towards you. It is impossible for you to have a higher opinion of God's goodness than what it really is. He's always better to you than what you think he is. Even if you are exaggerating God's goodness, you still didn't get there. You know what I mean? Even if you just, you know, if you step up and you use, well, actually the scripture does say all things are yours. And do you know the scripture says that? Paul said it to the Corinthians. He said, all things are yours. I believe it's chapter 3. You can read it for yourself. He says, behold, all things are yours. Sounds like what he said to the Romans over there in Romans 8:32. If he spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not also freely in him give us all things? Give us all things. You say, well, Pastor, you're talking about just being greedy with money. No, no, no. If you think that I'm just talking about money, you've sadly mistaken. Listen, favor brings anything you need. Anything you need. Glory to God, because you cannot buy favor with the government. You can't buy healing in your body. Come on, there's a lot of things in life that you will come up against that you can't buy your way out. But favor can. Favor can. Oh my goodness. I mean, isn't that exactly what Romans 8:15 says? By spirit we cry, Abba, Father. Abba, Father. You know what that is saying? And of course, we're reading it here in verse 4 and 5. It says that we have received the adoption to him by Christ. You've been adopted into his family. God loves it when we tell him that we're favored. He loves it when we believe that we're favored. We're blessed. Amen. I'll tell you what, we might as well, not just because it's a new year, but just because it's the word, we might have just go ahead and believe and overflow. Say, well, Pastor, does it have to feel like overflow? No, 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 no. It doesn't have to feel like overflow. And at the moment, it doesn't even have to look like overflow. All you have to do is you look back 2,000 years and say, there it was. My, oh, glory to God. Praise the Lord. That's how you respond right there. Praise God. It startled me for a second. Just being honest with you. No, but I tell you what, when folks do that, you can just sense the anointing of God, you know, moves in a greater measure. You know, you don't have to see the overflow. You don't have to feel it right now. You just need to look back and see that God signed that increase with the blood of his son. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isn't it good to have an inheritance? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Pastor Jeff, come on up here. Come on up here. Yeah. Let's just worship him. Just worship him. Just worship him. Just worship him. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, there were others that had that in their spirit to respond, and they didn't do it, but you did. And so simply receive the blessing and the benefit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. As soon as I started trying to preach, the Spirit of God just arrested me on the inside and said, there was others that could have responded, but they didn't, and he did. I'll tell you what, it pays to not be ashamed. It pays to not be ashamed. Glory to God. Let's just worship him. Let's just worship him. Father, we glorify you tonight. We glorify you tonight. Thank you, Father. We are the object of your favor. We are your beloved. We are accepted in your family. We've received the adoption into your household, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. You have given us the spirit of redemption. Father, you have restored all things. You spared nothing from us. There's nothing that this world can keep back from us. Father, we just give you the praise. We give you the glory. We glorify you. We glorify you. Hallelujah. Blessed is the name of God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. I don't know how much more preaching I can do now. In a good way. Let's just wait on God. I mean, we have the rest of a sermon. We can always go there, or we can just follow the move of the Spirit and just follow God. Let's just praise him. Let's just wait on him. His presence is so thick in here. I'm so grateful for, you know, the Spirit of God. Remember, we were talking about these last couple weeks, the Spirit of God gets attracted to certain things. And we even, we taught on response, responding. And I'll tell you what, as soon as Pastor Jeff responded, I'll tell you, the Spirit of God just, you know, fell in here in a greater measure. Let's just worship him. Just worship him. Father, we bless you. We glorify you. Father, you are worthy of all praise and honor and glory. Father, you are so good. We thank you. Father, we thank you. We are the recipients of your overflow. Father, we are the recipients of your goodness, of your kindness. Thank you, Lord. We did nothing to deserve it. We did nothing to earn it. There was nothing good and great about us that made you do it. Father, you did it out of your love and your goodness. You have chosen us. We didn't choose you. Father, we just give you all the praise. Father, we worship and bless you. We worship and praise you. Worship and praise you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just bless him. Father, we thank you. We thank you. Increase isn't something that we just wait to happen. It's already ours. Father, every need is met. Before the foundation of the earth, you covered us. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. 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 Just praise him and worship. I just can't. I keep going back over to my Bible like I'm going to finish the sermon. I just feel like I can't do it. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Lovey, if you get something, I want you to obey. Praise the Lord. Just worship him. Glorify him. We just bless you. Praise you. I don't have a specific assignment, so we're just going to wait on God. Praise you, Father. We just give you all the praise and all the glory. We give you all the praise and all the glory. We give you all the praise and all the glory. Give you all the praise and all the glory. Father, we just bless you. We just bless you. We just bless you. Praise the Lord.
Sofragande a shoro drogonde, a vaso cobrota se quebra codoca chevrande, esse que prodoha chatagada casoro codoca socota casoro drogonde a sodre a shoto cosode.
Yeah, and it seems as though you've been carrying a load or some weight or like a burden, but you are lifting that thing and the Lord is assisting you and that is about to go up and go over the edge. Ah, and you'll run light and you'll be free of that thing. That burden will be gone. It is going over the other side. You are going to push that up and over the other side of that wall, and you'll notice it'll be lighter. It'll be lighter. You'll run freer. Glory to God. And that thing is coming to an end in Jesus' name. Yeah, yeah. Praise God. Praise God. Let's just worship him. Let's just worship him. How about we just take time? Whether, you know, it can become prayer meeting in a hurry. Father, we just bless you. We worship you and praise you. We glorify you and magnify you. Yeah. Let's just pray. Right there in your seat, pray in the spirit. Worship God. Brasso con naramase. Crece que braca soco pramanasa. Brasse que proto costo que bramanes. Crece que prata soco daramandes. Sembra bate se que prabado soco mramba de se que prequiste que prequitiste que ca. Ah, de se que prato soto roto se. Brasso com brabasse que prabasso taramandes se que prabadoso. Brasse que mande se que bradoso comande se quite. Satre bande se que brebisteque. Oh, to solta la mande se que. Pastor Renee, will you come out here, please? Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Just go ahead and put out your hands. There's something that I'm to minister to you regarding the teacher's anointing, the teacher's office, to help to nourish that gift that's in your life. Yeah, yeah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Just worship him and praise him. Yeah, a greater measure of that teaching anointing. Greater measure of that teaching anointing. Praise the Lord. Yeah, you'll see it operate. You'll see it operate. See it operate. Yeah, and that teaching anointing isn't just going to be something that flows from the pulpit, but you'll be in meetings with people. You'll be in appointments with people. You'll sit down with women. And there will be a divine gift that just comes out of your mouth. Answers will flow and will be provided for these people, because they're people that you're called to help and to strengthen. And you'll hear words come out of your mouth that will have such unction and power, and it'll break things off of their life. And they'll come out of those meetings with you and they'll say, I got my answers. I learned something that I couldn't learn before. I got it. I got it. And they'll know what to do. And that thing that had been dogging them will be broken off their back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you yourself will be astounded at the words that come out of your mouth. You'll sit there and you'll say, like, oh my goodness, I've never said that before. And you'll know that it's that office. And you'll know it's a gift of God. And you'll write those down after those meetings, because you'll hear things come out of your mouth that'll even nourish you. And it'll surprise you. Yeah, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. And those things that you speak out of your mouth, they'll flow towards your children. And they'll instruct your children. And it'll be wisdom. It'll be wisdom. It'll be so thick with wisdom, it'll be like a tangible substance coming out of your mouth. And you'll speak. You'll speak to your children, and it will stick to them. It'll stick to them, and they'll sense it, and they'll even know that they're different by hearing you. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. 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 Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Just worship him. Just worship him. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Lord. Glory be to God. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Praise you, Father. Pastor Brad, come on up here. Just worship him. Praise you, Father. Yeah, this word in my spirit concerning you is clarity, that there's greater clarity coming to you in the days ahead. And you'll know exactly what to do, and you will make the right decision. Yeah, and you'll even speak with greater clarity. You'll even minister to the body of Christ with greater clarity. They'll hear you. They'll have their answers. You'll encourage them. You'll exhort them. Things will be broken off their life. And clarity is what is going to come out of your mouth, because it's what is coming to your heart in a greater measure. And whatever is in the heart of man will come out of his mouth. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Clarity for the decisions for you and your wife and your family, clarity in terms of ministry, clarity in terms of business and finance, clarity will flow from your lips. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just worship him. Just worship him. Praise you, Father. We just praise you, Father. We glorify you. We glorify you. Yeah. Let's just worship God. Let's just worship God. We just worship God. Praise you, Father. 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 Aviel, you come up here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's just worship him. Glorify him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I thank you. Thank you, Father. We just glorify you. Yeah, yeah. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Be blessed. Be blessed. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Yeah, I'm going to put my hands back on you. You can just stay right there. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. I thank you that wisdom and strength, Father God, from me to him. From me to him. Thank you, Father. Wisdom and strength for this young man, from me to him. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Let's get him back up. I'm going to lay hands on him again. Yeah. 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 Glory to God in Jesus' name. Yeah, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just glory to God. Oh, Father, you're so good. You're so good. You're so good. You're so good. Praise you, Lord. Glory to God. Just worship him. Just worship him. There's some that should have been here tonight that aren't. And I have things for them, and they're not here to receive it. Man, that happens a lot. And I don't like it. Praise you, Father. Let me just make sure. I'm pretty sure they're not. Father, we just worship you and praise you. Worship you and praise you. Worship you and praise you. And there's somebody that's watching by live stream. We certainly appreciate you, you know, doing that. But there's someone that's watching by live stream that you know you were supposed to be here. And there's something I can't give through a video camera that I could give, that the Lord could give to you through me, but you're not here to receive it. You know, well, praise the Lord. Father, we just glorify you. We magnify you. Like Paul said in Romans 1:11, he said, I long to see you that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift to the end that you may be established. There was something God had for those people, and he said, I want to see you. I got to be there with you to impart it. Praise you, Lord. We just glorify you. We glorify you. We glorify you. We glorify you. Yeah. Praise you, Lord. We just bless you. We just bless you. Honor you. Glory to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord. How about we just spend a little time just waiting on God like we're doing, praying and praising. You know, we can pray together, you know. We don't have to hear the end of the sermon. We can just pray. Let's just pray. Father, we just worship you tonight. Seke brebete seke prabado soko brapa de seke pregiste ke brapa do soko sa prabade seke brapa do soko brabate sekine sondra massa ka brapa seke prabado soko mramande seke brepetiste rapa soko rabate sekine le basso na lasse ke mrate sekite sa prabade seke brata soko prabade seke breke de steke ke pato soko na labade sekite Sota rabate sekite lebato, sukunda la masse ki brata sekipra, o sukumandi sekipra bato, sukumandi sekite lebatas, sota rabate sekipra batoso, rota sakate lekite sekipra bato, sukubrapa, sekiprebete sekipra bate sekimrapa, sotorobate sekipra batose, sota la base che prate se che prabatoso sapra bate se che brepa da soco bramande se che prabade se che prapado soco no mande se chete lo soco mande se chete le bana samande se chete la seconda la masse che prepado soco brabase sota la base che prepado soco ramande sotto la base se che prabatoso Crasso comandi se chi prebatasso comandi se che brabandi se chi prebetisse chi braba. There's somebody in here, or perhaps more than just one, that you've been dealing with a chronic illness. And what I mean by that, or the way I sense it in my heart, is that you know there's been something you've just been dealing with, and I'm not even saying it's ultra serious or not. I don't know the level of severity. But that thing just will not go away. And you've been dealing with it. And I'm not saying you're contagious or whatever necessarily, but, you know, you're just, you've been dealing with something in your body, and it just has not left week after week after week, and it still persists against you. If that's you, I'm to break that thing over your life right now. Who is it? Is there anybody? You've dealt with that? And it just seems to be persisting and persisting. Father, we just thank you and we praise you. And Father, as I lay hands on these individuals, I just take authority in Jesus' name, Father, as those that you've placed in my care. Father, as their pastor and the authority that is in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over those illnesses and we say, you sickness, you illness or virus or whatever it is, you are trespassing against the temple of the Holy Ghost, and you don't belong there, and we're here to serve you notice. Get out of this body. Do not return. In Jesus' mighty name, I break that thing. In Jesus' name, I break chronic illness in Jesus' name, whatever that may be. In Jesus' name, I break chronic illness in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I break chronic illness. In Jesus' name, I break chronic illness. In Jesus' name, I break chronic illness. Things that just seem to persist. And they try to, you know, they might kind of start to go away and then they come back. And no. We just take authority over that tonight. No more. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. In Jesus' name, I break that thing. I break it. Of course, in the authority in that name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Okay. Can I pray with you, honey? In Jesus' name, I break that ear infection and I say, get off this body in Jesus' mighty name. Yeah, praise the Lord. You'll feel better, honey. In Jesus' name, I take authority over chronic illness, and I break it now. In Jesus' name, glory to God. Glory to God. Let's just worship Him. Just worship Him. Father, we praise You. We glorify You. Glory to God. I break that thing in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is so good. I guess it shouldn't surprise us when we start preaching about favor that He wants to heal bodies. Glory to God. Father, we just worship You. We praise You. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Let's just worship Him. Father, we glorify You tonight. We magnify You. Magnify You. Praise the Lord. Joe, will you come down here? Praise God. Just worship God. Just worship God. Just worship God. Praise God. Put your hands out in front of you. Just out in front of you. Father God, we just thank You. We praise You. And now I command him to receive the reward of being faithful. Receive the reward for being faithful. That reward will show up course, in a greater measure. It's been good up until now, but there's something special God has for you. I don't know what it is. Thank you, Father. We just bless you and praise you. Father, we glorify your holy, holy name. Let's just worship him, folks. We just bless you. We just bless you. We just bless you. We just bless you. We just glorify your name. Glorify your name. Hallelujah. Father, we just worship you. We praise you. We glorify you. Thank you, Master. 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 Praise the Lord. Pastor Jeff, do you have anything? No? The answer can be no.
It's always fun when you look at a minister and say that. Because when I'm in that shoes, when a minister looks at me and they say that to me, you're just like, do I say yes or no? If you don't have anything, you don't. Father, we just glorify you. Blessed is your name.
Let's just wait on a few more moments. We just want to make sure if there's anything else that we are to be faithful and obey. You know, sometimes, you know, and honestly, the word will and should give way to, you know, the ministry gifts and, or the, excuse me, the gifts of the Holy Ghost and the laying on of hands. Praise the Lord. But sometimes you just, you know, if the Holy Ghost, if you don't want you to finish the sermon, you don't finish the sermon, you know. And I naturally, just my natural tendency would just be to preach and teach. But when the Holy Ghost, you know, when he says to do something, we do it. We just take our time. Take our time. Blessed is your name. You know, and as I say this in a lot of services like this, you know, sometimes, you know, Christians will sit there and they'll say, well, how come he didn't call me out? Or how come? Listen, remember over there in 1 Corinthians 12, and again, I don't the exact verse, but down there in the 20-odd-something verse there, it says that if one member of the body benefits, we all benefit. And to sit in a service like this and say, well, how come not me and how come them? No, you don't, we're not thinking scripturally. Listen, you did get called up. A part of your family, a part of the body you're in is getting rewarded and God has something. It says if one benefits, they all benefit. If one suffers, they all suffer. Amen. And so remember, it's not a selfish mindset. It's not sitting there wondering, well, how come me and how come this and I want this and, you know, no, that's wrong thinking. That's wrong thinking. We, you know, remember, we're team players. We're in one body here. Father, we just glorify you tonight. We magnify you. We bless you. We worship you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm just going to wait because I just don't have any instruction to do anything else. Father, we just praise you and worship you. You're so good. You're so good. And finally, yeah, go ahead.
Carrie, could you come up here? Could you come up here? Just hold out your hands. I had this in my heart. The Lord said, there's a blessing for you money can't buy. Joy in your marriage, peace in your heart, health in your body. And you've seen it in a measure, but you haven't even begun to see all that he has for you.
Praise God.
Yes, receive that
blessing.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We worship you. We worship you.
And also, when you hear somebody, you know, the Lord has something for someone specific, and it's as good as that is right there, I just say, I receive that unto myself as well. Amen. Glory to God. I haven't even seen how good it's going to be yet. I'm excited about this season that we're in. I'm excited about it. Yep. Yep. Praise the Lord. And I'll tell you what, seasons like this, you know, there is going to be a cost. And we've been talking about that. There is going to be more flesh that is going to have to be put under. You know, do we realize that and we understand that? And so I'm gearing up for that. I know that you are as well. And remember, let's, you know, I just keep coming back to Proverbs 1:22. Oh, you simple ones, how long will you love simplicity? Let's not be those believers that are just the TV watchers. Now you can't enjoy a little TV here and there. You know what I mean? I'm talking about just living on it all the time. Just living on that stuff. You know, believe me. Hey, for me, for you, for everyone, let's take it to a higher place. And the flesh is going to cringe and crawl, but let's put it under. Amen. Father, we just praise you. We worship you here tonight. Let's go ahead. Let's stand to our feet. We will take up our offering here in just a moment. You can get that ready. But let's just stand and worship and make sure we haven't missed anything. Father, we just bless you. We glorify you. Father, I thank you for this special church. I thank you for this wonderful group of sincere believers. Father, we want more word. We want more Holy Ghost. We want more of you in this year. And Father, we thank you that 2017 is going to be better than 16. We thank you for it. We thank you for breakthrough. Father, we thank you that we're getting to the other side of those things. Hallelujah. And Father, I just thank you. Yeah.
You need a microphone?
Yeah. He's busy guarding the door for all of us. Aren't you grateful for our ushers? Amen. Praise the Lord.
Doesn't come. The other side doesn't come by looking at the waves, but by keeping your eyes on the Lord.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's worship Him. Praise the Lord. Praise God. We just worship you and praise you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. We just bless you, Lord God. We just worship you. Just such a precious, awesome presence of God in this place tonight. My first Wednesday night of 2017, I'll tell you what, it's a great start. Praise you, Lord. We worship you tonight, Father. We worship you tonight, Father. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Glory to God. 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 Hallelujah. We just bless you. Father, we just say it's a joy to be in the house of the Lord. Father, it's a joy to give to the house of the Lord. It's a joy to serve in the house of the Lord. Father, it's a joy to have a church family. It's a joy to be submitted to a fellowship. And Father, we understand that we are not lone rangers. We can't do it ourselves. We need each other. And Father, we give you all the praise. Father, we give you all the glory. Father, we thank you for the help of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for the help of the Word. We thank you, Lord. You're so faithful and good. And Father, it shall all come to pass. Everything that was spoken by the Spirit of God, so be it. And Father, as we take up this offering tonight, we just say that every time we sow good seed into good ground, harvest is imminent. And Father, we just thank you. We just have a heart to be generous to our churches. And Father, we thank you. That's where your heart is. And it's a joy to give to the local church. And Father, we give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers, you may serve the people. You can just stay standing. We're going to dismiss here in a moment. Well, I'll tell you what, that's an interesting service. Just a lot of different flows there, you know. I mean, we got into three verses into the book of Ephesians. Aren't you excited now to go and read and reread and reread chapter 1? And, you know, the Lord leading, we'll pick it up right here where we were, you know, next Wednesday. We'll be right back, and you'll build more word, and you'll be just bringing that much more supply when you step into the house of God. Amen. Well, let's just praise Him and worship Him, and then we'll be dismissed. Father, we glorify You tonight. We magnify You. We give You the praise and glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Thank you, everybody. You're dismissed.